Today, Homeland Security and the federal budget were on the agenda in the House of Representatives' post-election session. Members approved a bill to create a new Department of Homeland Security, and they've authorized spending to keep the government running until January 11th, even though the normal appropriations bills have yet to pass. NPR's David Wellna reports from the Capitol.
It was the fourth time since the fiscal year started on October 1st that the Republican-run House voted to put off a possible spending showdown with the White House, which wants smaller spending bills than what moderate Republicans and Democrats would like. Republican Bill Young, who chairs the Appropriations Committee, clearly was not pleased with this latest stopgap measure.
A continuing resolution is not the best way to deal with appropriations issues. But because of today's circumstances, this is what's available to us.
David Obey, the Appropriation Committee's ranking Democrat, accused the Republican leadership of putting the government on automatic pilot and going home.
This is a pitiful performance by a pitiful Congress walking away from its major responsibility.
The Senate is expected to approve the temporary spending measure as well. The same goes for a new version of a bill creating a Homeland Security Department by melding 22 government agencies. A compromise on workers' rights worked out with the White House won support from three key senators yesterday, and House leaders moved swiftly today to approve the new bill. Outgoing Majority Leader Dick Armey, who chaired the select committee that drafted the Homeland Security bill last summer, was confident the standoff with the Senate has ended.
It's been a long, difficult process. It's extremely important to the American people, but I am confident now beyond any degree that I thought I could be that it will be completed this week. And I think that goes to the assertive leadership of the president beginning last Friday when he made it very clear that it was time to get this done, and both bodies have complied and worked with the president towards that end.
Republican Rob Portman of Ohio said the White House had yielded some in its insistence that a Homeland Security Department chief not be constrained by civil service rules in hiring, firing, and promoting employees.
There is now a period of negotiation, a 30-day period with the Federal Mediation and Conciliation Service. After that 30-day period, the secretary may implement the rules that he believes are correct for the department, but there is a process now of negotiation which was not in the previous legislation.
But Democrats, including Maryland's Albert Wynn, said the so-called compromise on workers' rights did nothing to prevent the kind of spoils system the civil service was designed to prevent.
This allows an immense bureaucratic fiefdom to be created in which managers can bestow favors on their cronies, punish whistleblowers. Remember the FBI agent who tried to warn us about September 11th? Punish people who refused to toe the political lines without any check on this type of abuse.
Still on a day marked by reports that Osama bin Laden may still be alive, Florida Republican Lincoln Diaz-Balart said it's fortuitous the Homeland Security Department will likely soon become law.
It is an unfortunate reality that we may very well face future attacks within our borders or abroad. But with the creation of this new department, the American people can rest assured that the federal government is doing everything possible to thwart future terrorist attacks.
But the department will likely take at least a year to set up once it's approved. And Wisconsin Democrat David Obey questioned how much safer Americans will be with this reorganization.
I frankly don't think Osama bin Laden will care. He may even realize that all of the moving of desks and phones and computers over the next couple of years in the new Department of Homeland Security is likely to create gaps in our security and give him openings to do his dirty work.
The Senate is expected to give the bill its approval by next week. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.